This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and asking you to study with us today for just a few moments the great topic, why doesn't everybody love the Lord Jesus Christ? He certainly is lovable, and yet many do not love Him. Many reject Him and live a life as Satan would have them to live, rather than as Christ would have them to live. This is a passage in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament who made a prediction of this. Isaiah, guided by the Holy Spirit, predicted that some of us, even living today, would reject the Lord and despise Him. He said of the Lord, He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. I've been talking for the past several days about the greatness of love. The greatness of love for God. The greatness of love of God for us. The greatness of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ for us. And how great ought to be our love for Him in return. I've tried to explain why love is so great. And I've also listed some of the reasons why the Lord is lovable. Now we turn our attention to some of the reasons why men do not love Him. Now as we go through these, I hope that you will honestly and prayerfully be asking yourself, do I love the Lord? And if you must answer no, to ask yourself the further question as we consider each of these possibilities, as to why some people do not love Him. Is that my case? Ask yourself, is it the case that I do not love the Lord because of what has just been spoken about? I suggest to you that some people do not love the Lord simply because they do not love Him. To put it in a blunt way, they do not love Him because of ignorance. They do not love Him because of ignorance of their own sin. Some men simply are not aware of sin. They're not aware of the enormity of it. They're not aware of what even one sin means in the sight of God. They are ignorant of their immortality, of the fact that there is more to man than simply the life here on this earth. You know, Jesus warned us not to be afraid of the man that can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But to fear Him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. That means a human being, another human being, while he may put a shotgun to your head and kill you, he has only killed your body, he has not killed your soul. Your soul survives the death of your body. And some people do not love the Lord because they envision their life as being comprised only here on this earth, and they therefore do not think seriously about the enormous fact of the immortality of the soul, that the soul does not die when the body dies. If it is the case that man can kill the body, but he cannot kill the soul, it is therefore the case that the soul survives the death of the body. But no person who does not understand that can really love the Lord because he cannot understand what the Lord has done for him. So I say to you that some people do not love the Lord Jesus Christ because they're ignorant of their own immortality and of the judgment which shall follow this life on earth. There are others who do not love the Lord because of ignorance of the consequence of sin. You know, we read in Revelation chapter 20, beginning with verse 10, the awesome scene of the Lord Jesus Christ calling all men into judgment, along with Matthew chapter 25, verse 46, where all people who have ever lived upon this earth will be divided into two classes, the lost and the saved. The saved on the right hand, who will hear the words of the Lord, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord." But those on the left hand who will hear the words, "Depart from me, you wicked, into everlasting fire." Now, some do not love the Lord because they do not understand the great gift that He has of eternal life, and they do not understand the enormous thing from which He has saved us by the gift of His own life. I wonder about you today. Do you love the Lord? If not, why? I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow. Until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.